And it's time now for our sixth finalist. Isvaporn Sethanan is from the School of Earth and Ocean Sciences. And her presentation is Now I See You, Revealing Earthquakes with Satellite Images.
Did you know that every year earthquakes damage built-up areas equivalent to 30 times the size of Victoria City? So how can we know which buildings that need to be retrofit or where should we build our houses? First, we need to know where the earthquakes are. Earthquakes occur on faults, which are fractures in the ground where two sides move relative to each other, like this fault in the left image. It's the groove running through the foothills of the mountain. Or think of faults as cracks in brownies. The tricky part is some cracks almost make their way to the surface, but not quite yet. Well, if these cracks are faults in real life, with satellite technology, I am able to locate these buried faults. In my research, I use satellite images that capture microwaves that bounce back from the ground. This information tells me about the shape of the Earth's surface. Then I compare two satellite images before and after an earthquake. Differencing the two images creates a pattern, like a butterfly shown in the right image. The more cycles of colors at the butterfly wings, the more the ground has moved. In the last step, to complete this butterfly, we need to draw its center. Tracing a line through the center of the butterfly is identifying the fault. My current projects take the butterfly wing pattern and identify faults of two large earthquakes in Nevada in the United States and Laos in Southeast Asia. Guess what? Both faults are buried, but my study reveals where they are. I aim to understand where can earthquakes likely happen again, how large they can be, will they pose risk to people in the area? These satellite images patterns directly correlate to the shaking that affect people and infrastructures. And the more we can identify faults, especially ones that we cannot see with our own eyes, the more we are prepared for earthquake hazards. And this is because we know where the hidden earthquakes are. If that same brownie tray is a piece of land, and I ask you to pick one spot on that land to build your house, knowing the buried faults or cracks, it will be a bit easier to decide, won't it? So to all the faults out there, now I see you. Thank you.